For your baby to develop gross motor skills, you need to give your baby room to explore and move. Set them down in a safe space so they can stretch and kick. If your baby is very young, unswaddle them and spread a blanket on the floor. Lay your baby down on their back so they can move their body. Once your baby can hold up their head, you can put them down on their side so they can practice rolling. The important thing is to give them room to move their body. Don't automatically put them into a swing, baby seat, or bouncer where they are contained. Always set your baby on a flat surface like a blanket on the floor that they won't roll off. Kicking and waving their hands help your baby strengthen their muscles. If your baby likes reaching for things, let them on a baby mat that has toys hanging above them. Your baby won't be able to resist reaching up to play. Then the next thing you need to do is to lay your baby on their tummy for a few minutes. Daily tummy time strengthens your baby's upper body muscles. Lay your baby down on your stomach and give them a minute to move, stretch, or rock from side to side. Keep tummy time short. Plan on 1 minute for every month of your baby's age. For example, a 3-month-old can do around 3 minutes, while a 6-month-old can handle around 6 minutes. Don't leave your baby unattended during tummy time, since they should only do it for about a minute. You can start doing tummy time once your baby has enough strength to lift up their own head. Once babies really don't like tummy time, some babies don't really like tummy time. If your baby fusses and cries, try making it more comfortable and fun. Lay your baby on a cushion and stay close by. Ring a bell or sing a song so they turn their body to look at you. Next, sit behind your child and engage them. Sitting might not seem like a skill, but it actually strengthens their back and core muscles. To help your kid to learn to balance, place them on the floor and sit behind them, or put a big soft toy behind them so they can lean back if they need to. Then put toys in front of your baby or sing songs with them to let them know that you're still there. Your baby may be a little wobbly at first. This is totally okay. With a little patience, your baby will become more confident and steady. To engage your baby, you might hold your hands out in front of them and do patty cake or the Itsy Bitsy Spider. Next, give your little one toys that make sounds. Set out noisy toys so your baby has to shake or bang them. Babies are curious and constantly learning about the world around them. Stimulate their interest by putting out pots and pans. Then give them wooden spoons so they can stretch their arms and bang the spoons on the pots. You can also put beads inside a sealable plastic container and encourage your baby to shake it back and forth. Don't offer toys with small parts that your baby could choke on. These may not seem like serious gross motor exercises, but these noisy toys get your baby moving. Your baby will have more fun if you're playing with them. Occasionally, ask your baby to hand you a spoon or a shaker. This way, they turn their body and stretch your arm out for you. Next, set toys just out of your baby's reach. Motivate your baby to stretch, crawl, or walk by putting a toy in front of them. If your baby dislikes tummy time or needs some encouragement to try walking, make it fun for them. Hold their favorite toy or a new item just out of their reach and say, "Come and get it." If your baby doesn't try, move the toy a little closer and encourage them again. Don't have any new toys? No worries. Babies love checking out new things. You could set out measuring spoons or a stack of plastic measuring cups, for instance. Next time, I'll bring you more tips.